Good morning and welcome to our podcast. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sintons, joined again today by my colleague Suzanne Dixon, who is a Senior Associate in the Residential Conveyancing team here at Sintons. This is our first Residential Conveyancing podcast series of the new year of 2024, so Happy New Year to everyone, and we hope you had a fantastic break over Christmas and New Year, although we're nearly in February, so it does seem quite some time ago. So our podcast today is another in our Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series, and this is episode 20, so we can't believe that we're 20 episodes in. Podcast will last approximately 10 minutes as usual, and Suzanne is going to discuss what does 2024 have in store for conveyancing. Suzanne, Happy New Year. We're here again. Delighted to see you. Good morning over to you.
Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everyone's had a nice break and that this year has started well. The beginning of the year is a popular time for people to start thinking about whether they want to move house during the course of the year to come. Traditionally, between January and spring, the market is inundated with new properties coming to the market, and this tends to be a very busy time for conveyancers. The market can be very unpredictable, and especially since COVID and the end of the stamp duty land tax holiday, there have been certain expectations of the market slowing down or even crashing. Mortgage rates are another factor which affect the market, and we've all seen in the news over recent months reports about increasing mortgage rates. 2024 has, however, started with some positive news in that mortgage lenders do tend to be lowering rates and introducing more affordable products to the market. Hopefully, this will inspire confidence for first-time buyers and families thinking about moving home. While the rates are still higher than they were a couple of years ago, lenders do seem to be vying with each other to make competitive products available. If you are already in the process of buying a property, it might be worth reviewing your mortgage offer to see if the lender will offer you a more favourable rate. I've seen a lot of revised or amended mortgage offers coming in for clients who are going through the conveyancing process and have managed to secure a better mortgage rate. However, please be aware of timings, as if you are close to your completion date, amending your mortgage offer may have a knock-on effect on your conveyancer being able to draw down your mortgage funds for completion. For example, if you have exchanged contracts for completion to take place in, say, a week's time, but then you want to take advantage of a better mortgage rate which has just been introduced by your mortgage lender, you need to make sure that there's sufficient time for the amended offer to be issued and for your conveyancer to submit their certificate of title to the lender to make sure that the mortgage funds are available for the day of completion. When a lender amends an offer, they reissue a new copy of the offer, and sometimes they won't accept a certificate of title from a conveyancer until this has been done, or will require a new certificate of title to be submitted. Any delays in obtaining mortgage funds in time for completion could result in your purchase being delayed, or even in you being in breach of contract for not being able to complete your purchase on the contractually agreed date. If you breach your contract, there are financial penalties and also the risk of your seller serving notice to complete on you. While the last few years have seen multiple changes to the SDLT rules, it's yet to be seen as to whether there'll be any further changes during 2024. In recent years, the government have introduced the higher rate of stamp duty land tax, which is payable whenever you purchase an additional property without replacing your main residence. And they've also introduced a surcharge for anyone purchasing a property who is non-UK resident, meaning they've not been physically present within the UK for at least 6 months out of the previous 12 months. We still have reliefs available for first-time buyers, and this does help people who want to get on the property ladder for the first time. Conveyancers will be checking the government's budgets and any other announcements throughout the year, as changes to the SDLT rules can have a massive impact on the market. Although the market does sometimes take a little dip during the summer and leading up to Christmas, in my experience, the rest of the year can be extremely busy with a lot of market activity taking place. So although it is yet to be seen what this year holds, hopefully it will see a strong market. That's all for now. I hope everything goes well for people, and I'll pass you back to Dave.
Thanks, Suzanne. Enjoyed listening to that one. First one of 2024. Very quickly for me, as I say at the end of each of these podcasts, we continue to work hard to produce, release and deliver useful and relevant content, articles, podcasts, blogs, all of which can be found on our website www.sintons.co.uk should you wish to take a look. And there is a whole wealth of residential conveyancing content on the website. Obviously, all of these episodes, all 20 of these episodes, but just a whole wealth of articles, content pages. So is a really useful resource, so please do check that out. It is designed to help. If you haven't heard enough from us, you can follow the team on Twitter at Sinton's Law and at Sinton's Conveyor 1. Suzanne's contact details, should you wish to contact her about this or anything she's raised in any of the previous episodes, or indeed anything residential conveyancing related, via telephone 019-226 7878 via email suzanne.dixon@sintons.co.uk. That's it from us. We've just done just a bit of a look back on the amount of people that have listened to this podcast series over the course of the 20 episodes, and we've hit something in excess now, 350,000 listens. So it's an incredible, incredible figure. We don't take it for granted. Thank you very much for continuing to tune in, to listen to the podcast on all the various mediums, but also to sending in your comments on social media and actually sending in your suggestions for things you'd like to hear from us. So thank you very much for that. We're so glad this continues to add value. And while it does, Suzanne and I will be here every month to bring you new and exciting content. That's enough for me. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you in about a month's time. Thank you.